Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Mr. David Demsko. He's just launched a new company called Link Financial Wellness, and it's a pretty cool piece of technology that Creightons need to check out. So he's here to share it with us and tell us all about it. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on the program today, look who we have here in our virtual studios, Mr. David Demsko. David, good to see you again. It's been a while. How are you?
Always a pleasure, my friend. Nice to see you as well.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty cool because you contacted me via LinkedIn and said, hey, I'm starting this new venture called Link Financial Wellness. You want to talk about it? I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah. So twist my arm. And so here we are just a couple of days later. So you launched this new company called Link Financial Wellness. And so tell me about it. What's going on here? This is pretty cool.
Yeah, appreciate that, Mike. So again, I appreciate you being super responsive, obviously,
yeah.
As well.
Oh, yeah.
to want to reach out. So maybe just a little bit of background, right? So I've been the head of corporate strategy for co-op for the last 5 years. You and I have had conversations.
Yep. Yes, we have.
Role, which has been wonderful. But it was hard to leave, right? So for those of you who aren't really close to the co-op team, or if you do, you already know this. I mean, it's just really wonderful people over there. And they've got like a first-rate culture. So, mm-hmm. You know, it was bittersweet, but I've always wanted to start my own venture, right? So in a perfect world, given my age, I probably would have done this about 10 years ago.
Don't we all? You know, we're all in the same boat.
Yeah, but what I've learned is, you know, you can't force it, right? So probably occupational hazard of the role that I've been in terms of being a strategist, but I'm a pretty pragmatic guy. So it needed to be kind of the right idea.
Okay.
And I feel that this is it. So a little bit about it, I guess. So over the last, you know, 5 years or so, I've been fortunate enough to be able to look at the credit union industry from almost every angle. Had the pleasure of having tons of formal, informal conversations with executives over that time. And there's been several, you know, there are many themes that have taken shape, but three in particular, like, really kept resonating with me, right? So number one was, how do credit unions stay top of mind with members in an increasingly, you know, digital world, right? Number two, you know, and it speaks right to the heart of a credit union's mission. How do we continue to be that trusted organization who can better the financial, you know, well-being of our membership? And this, you know, is interesting. I think the industry has done a really good job, like I would say truly best efforts in terms of the educational aspect of like financial wellness, if you will, right? So whether it's, you know, hosting things in the branch or partnering with folks and, you know, links to specific like webinars or even, you know, specific tools and apps in some cases, I think they've done a really good job. From my perspective, where maybe it's been a bit lacking is, okay, I've educated or I've, you know, tried to help educate folks. Where is the tool that actually helps them, you know, see it through, right? Like on a day-to-day basis. So that to me was a little bit lacking. And then I guess, you know, big thematic theme number three, how do I use, and this has been really, I've been close to this for the last 18 months. How do I use data to take personalized action with my member? So, I mean, I probably had, I'm not exaggerating, maybe 24 conversations about this in different, you know, forums, conferences, focus groups, you name it. How do I harness the information that I have in order to have a more personal relationship, again, in that like digital environment? And usually in the course of that conversation, two problems tend to present themselves. So the first is, you know, credit unions, while it feels like they're swimming in data, to some extent, there is a limited data set. And credit unions are not, you know, they're not adversely selected this way. You know, members, the U.S. consumer is financially nomadic these days, right? There are very few that do everything. You know, there are some folks do everything with institution, but most folks, you know, I got a car loan here and a car loan there and deposit here and a CD and my 401k is with somebody else and my mortgage is somebody, right? And it's just people are comfortable in that environment. So, you know, if you're a credit union and you're trying to have, you know, kind of hyper-personalized relationship with somebody, how much do you really know about them if all you have is a car loan?
Exactly.
Right? You don't really know. You don't know where is the rest of their money, and how are they doing, and how are they spending it? You know, so it just, it becomes difficult in terms of like the narrow aperture of what you actually have exposure to.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is, you know, a lot of times, and it's funny, this, I've spoken with very small, from like an asset perspective, credit unions, and I've talked to really big ones, and it doesn't really correlate. There, some folks are really strong in this area, and some just aren't, and again, not really correlated to assets, but there's a general, I would say, lack of expertise and even infrastructure mm-hmm. to define and implement some of these campaigns, even if people have, you know, believe they have the data to do something about it. So it was really, you know, a little bit of backdrop there, but it was these kinds of thematic challenges that I kept hearing over and over again that kind of led me to make the jump.
To make the jump and start your own. So I mean, it totally makes sense. And you want to build a better mousetrap for sure. So tell me, how does Link Financial Wellness fill that void that you're talking about? How does it help those credit unions, and just a little bit more about the solution itself?
Perfect. So yeah, I mean, look, this is my baby, right? So I mean, I could talk about this for hours, but I'm not sure that's going to keep folks' attention on the cast here. So a couple high points I'd probably hit. So first is, the easiest way to relate this to is it's similar in form and function to something like a Mint or a Copilot in that, you know, it's a budgeting app and helps with, you know, budgeting and money management. That is really at its core what it is.
Okay.
The difference is, you know, those apps are B2C apps, right? So you go in the Play Store and you download, you know, the Apple Store, and you download Mint and you're using it, right? It's a relationship between you and Mint directly.
Right.
They will aggregate a consumer's information, right? And they have partnerships with the large financial institutions who now have insight into kind of your entire financial profile. And they'll promote, you know, products that benefit them, right? So if you got a mortgage with, you know, Teachers Federal Credit Union, and you know, you're working, you're a member, your mortgage is there, but you're using Mint, you know, Mint might have a relationship with Quicken, and all of a sudden you're going to start getting, you know, promotions from Quicken to refinance your mortgage or, you know, whatever, like, but that's the example. This solution is a co-branded solution that's offered through the credit union, right? So this is a B2B2C type thing.
It.
So what does it mean, right? So it means that all the things that a Mint would typically have purview to, the credit union now has purview to. So it means the credit union gets all that detailed information about the other products and services their members have with other financial institutions. And it provides them a tool, the members a tool, that will help them, you know, with insights about their spending and be able to track progress and set goals and things of that nature. Also, you know, because it's sponsored through the credit union, it means the credit union is the one who can push any infinite number of campaigns through it that it wants to that captive member, right? So, and one cool benefit there is, as more credit unions come on and use this solution, that inventory of potential, you know, campaigns only grows, right? So everyone kind of gets that benefit of the whole like think tank, you know, law of many numbers type mentality. Because sometimes, you know, you may say, oh, I really want to push a campaign around this spending, or, you know, something around a home equity line if people are kind of exhibit certain behaviors. But sometimes, you know, and I've learned this, those things are kind of hard to come up with in a vacuum.
Yeah.
But if you said, hey, you know, there's X number of credit unions in the solution, here's kind of the inventory of things that other folks have done, let me take that and kind of make it my own, it really accelerates kind of the thought process.
Yeah. Right? Well, and I think the beauty of it as well, David, is that it keeps the member in the credit union ecosystem instead of going out somewhere else to get that. You know, you're keeping them at home, so to speak. So that's a good thing.
I mean, it's a perfect, I'll give you an example, Mike. This is kind of the way I think about it, right? So right now, you know, a little bit of a tough rate environment for lending, but everyone's hungry for deposits, right? That it's the lifeblood, and it's what everybody is kind of after right now. So if one of your members is using this, right? And let's say it's a member that they have a car loan. They took advantage of a great car rate and they have an auto loan with you, and that's it. That's the extent of the relationship. Every credit union is looking to have more, a deeper relationship with that member, right? So how do I do that? So if they offer something like this, I go on the member and I start to integrate my other accounts, right? My Wells Fargo account, my Quicken account, you name it. And if there's a use case, let's say built into the solution that says, look for someone who has a, you know, chunk of change sitting in a low yield savings account. So this goes through and it says, okay, you know, this member has $75,000 sitting in a low yield savings account with the big bank down the street, right? That they hardly ever touch. It's just kind of sits there and it's not really what they use for spending. It's just a deposit account. What this will do is tell them in a very personalized way. It'll say, if you were to move $75,000 from your, you know, big financial institution savings account to our one year CD account, you will make, you know, $7,500 after 1 year.
I love that.
So it's meant to make it, you know, it's written in really plain English.
Yeah.
So that someone looks at it and goes, why wouldn't I do that?
Exactly. Kind of thing, right? Exactly. So it's just sitting there doing nothing. So
yeah,
why not?
Exactly. And honestly, it's funny, not, you know, just my anecdotal. I mean, I talk to my in-laws, right? And they say, you know, David, like, what should we do? You know, not necessarily maybe in the market, but I've got money and I'm earning, you know, 0.05%. And like, is there something better I can do with it? Right. I mean, this is kind of the answer to that. You know, and that's one specific use case. But, you know, where CD rates are great right now, that would be one that I could see getting a lot of traction.
Yeah. And you kind of give them the end result of the picture too, by sharing with them how much they can make by putting their money here instead of, yeah, you're getting 5%, but okay, well, what does that mean over time? Oh, okay, I can make $7,000. Oh my gosh. So
I got it. Doing nothing, exactly the same behavior.
By doing nothing, right? Passive income. Yeah.
Yeah. So the last thing I'd say, Mike, is really, you know, I've been close to this industry for a little bit right now, and I understand how prudent credit unions need to be with their investable dollars, right? So, you know, I gave you a quick overview of the solution itself, you know, kind of the 50,000 foot view, but I needed to make this a way where the economics, right? Not just feel good for the members, because there is that, right? There's a sticky factor and there's feel good and helping kind of live out the mission, but I need the economics, right? To be favorable for credit unions. So the cost of a solution is almost entirely variable. So, you know, if folks don't download it, you don't pay for it. And if folks do download it and are actively using it, then you do, right?
That's kind of performance. I like it.
We're in it together sort of thing, right? And, you know, one of the things when I talk to credit unions about this is I kind of put a, you know, one page kind of business case together. And what you see very quickly is this doesn't need to be a, you know, if 80% of my members aren't using it, like it doesn't make sense, right? I put very conservative estimates around the business case. And usually what I lead with is, if 5% of your members decide that this is a good solution for them, mm-hmm. and of the 5% that are using it and all the campaigns you run through it, on average, 5% of those campaigns lead to a new product or service with the credit union, it has great ROI, right? So it's not something that my hope is that folks, you know, kind of look at it and go, look, you know, the risk of me doing this is very low, but the potential reward, if it really resonates with my member base, is really high.
Yeah, love
that's
it.
Kind of my objective. That's a here.
Great outlook. And so where are you in the process now? Are we live or are we still in launch phase?
We'll probably be in beta through, it's a little hard to say, right? It depends how it goes, but we'll be in beta through about the end of the year.
Okay.
But you know, the solution is baked, right? So the beta really is going to be making sure the APIs all work the right way. A lot of the technical kind of nuances are ironed out. Mm-hmm. But it can be demoed right now. And I am demoing it right now. So,
right on.
You know, implementation once it's live is less than 30 days.
Oh,
so, you know, very much trying to get the word out and having these types of conversations.
How exciting is this? I like this. So where can folks find it? So where do they go to find out more information?
Sure. So linkfinancialwellness.com will get you. They'll get the URL. It'll get you there. You can follow it on LinkedIn. Obviously, in terms of just a conversation with me, you can reach out to me directly on LinkedIn or David.Demsko@linkfinancialwellness.com.
Okay.
I don't know if, you know, I'm going to be on the circuit soon, obviously. Those folks are. So I'll be at the Ohio Credit Union does a Clay Classic next week. I'll be at that. I'll be at Cornerstone's doing a CEO summit at the beginning of November. I'll be at that. So if anybody happens to be at one of those, I love to meet up in person. And if those don't work out, you know, I am quite sure I'll be at all the typical, you know, kind of the typical circuit starting in the
year. Yeah. Yeah. Good deal. And we'll put all those links in the show notes too, so people can get right to you, go to the website, check it out, and the contact info and all that type of stuff. And feel free to, ask you any questions and find out more about it for sure. So good stuff. Anything else to add to wrap up, David? Any final thoughts on this one?
I don't know. Super excited about the solution. I really think it could kind of fill a need where credit unions have some challenges. So, yeah. You could probably tell in the context of even this conversation, I'm super excited about it. It's kind of,
I can't tell it all.
It's kind of the guy I am, but I'm, super excited about it and looking forward to kind of making a difference in the movement here. So
right on. I think this will be very popular with members because I think they need that kind of one-stop look at where they are and how they can plan better. And there's so much potential here for sure. So good stuff, sir. We'll be tracking you. We'll be watching you and seeing, and then love to have you back on the show as you continue to grow. So this is going to be really exciting. So yeah.
It'll be my absolute pleasure. I always appreciate the time, Mike. Thank you.
Oh, anytime, sir. Anytime. All right, David. Again, linkfinancialwellness.com. Go check it out. David Demsko launching it right before our eyes. So if you have any questions, we'll have all the contact info in the show notes so you can go check it out. Well done, David. Good job.
Thank you, sir.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.